In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus prayed, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. On Good Friday in the year 1534, Martin Luther preached a sermon at St. Mary's Church in Wittenberg that included consideration of Jesus' first word from the cross. He said, As our dear Lord Jesus Christ is lifted into the air to hang on the cross, suspended between heaven and earth, with nothing any longer on earth to call his own, he is exercising his true, real priestly office, accomplishing the work he came on earth to do, not only with his suffering, by offering himself up, but also by his intercessions. For both constitute a priest's work, to sacrifice and to intercede. We do well, I think, to consider this initial word of Jesus from the cross as coming out of his priestly office. Jesus was brought to the place that is called the skull to be a sacrifice for sinners. The Lamb of God, whose blood was appointed to be spilled to take away the sin of the world. Yet he was not only the sacrifice of propitiation there at Golgotha, making atonement for you and a world of sinners. He was also the high priest of God, interceding on behalf of sinners, praying that God would be merciful to them, would forgive them their sins. This wasn't just a prayer for forgiveness as you or I might pray it. That's not because the one praying is the Son of God, the beloved of the Father, the Holy One, in whom his Father is well pleased, who, because he had no sin, had no need to pray for his own forgiveness. And it wasn't different because it was an intercession for the forgiveness of others. You and I intercede similarly every time we pray as our Lord has taught us, forgive us our trespasses. After all, Jesus didn't teach, when you pray, say, forgive me my trespasses. No, what really sets this prayer apart is that it was being prayed by the Lord's promised Messiah, the one appointed to crush the head of the dragon, that ancient serpent who is the devil and Satan, prayed by him as he was doing just that, as he was overcoming Satan by dying in abject humility on a cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, Jesus prayed as the nails went through his hands and feet, and he was lifted up to die. We are rightly staggered when we see God's incredible love for those in active rebellion against him. Jesus died for the priests and the elders of the people, who falsely accused and wrongfully convicted him. He died for the soldiers who mocked him and beat him. He died for the crowds who loudly demanded that he be crucified. As he was dying, he prayed for those who drove the nails through his hands and feet, prayed for all those whose sins brought him to the cross, all for whom he drank the cup of God's wrath, prayed that they would be forgiven. Just as the prophet had foretold, our great high priest bore the sin of many, and made and makes intercession for the transgressors. It might seem that many of these sinners knew very much what they were doing. The abandoning disciples, the scheming priests, the jealous members of the council, a governor who chose self-preservation above justice, a crowd eager to please those who could grant favors, or exact vengeance, and on and on. In his second book, however, Luke helps us understand this not knowing as he records the preaching of Peter after Pentecost. In Solomon's portico, Peter proclaimed, "I know you acted in ignorance when you denied the Holy and Righteous One and killed the Author of life. Those who know not what they do are sinners who don't understand the full implications of their actions, who sin not willfully and with hardened heart, but fall into sin through fear or weakness or presumptuousness, but then, horrified by their sin, turn again to the Lord for mercy." The holy Lamb undaunted came to God's own altar lit with flame, while weeping angels hid their eyes. This priest became a sacrifice. This priest became a sacrifice and prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Thus Jesus prayed for you as he offered himself for your sin. And thus he still prays as he intercedes for you at the right hand of the Father. For even now, Jesus is your advocate with the Father, able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. And the Father grants him his request. "Your sins are forgiven you." Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting. Amen.